This is A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the second Saturday conversation with Arkansas State University's Chancellor, Dr. Kelly Damphis. And we start the new year by talking about some changes that will help military veterans and their education process.
The Beck Pride Center was established by Buddy and Charlotte Beck, who decided they want to invest in the lives of veterans who are coming back. And we're really struggling. A lot of veterans were struggling when they came back, transitioning back into society. Many of our veterans have served multiple tours of duty, and then coming back is a difficult transition. And so the Beck Pride Center has served a noble purpose, really kind of helping young men and women who are returning from the battlefield to come back into transition easily back into society. Many of the people who were involved in the Beck Pride Center as clients were not actually students, but there were people who were living here locally who needed some help. And so the Beck Pride Center committee decided to change the name from Beck Pride just to be the Beck Center for Veterans. So the mission is not changing so much, but the name has. And I think it's to be to focus less on the word pride, but more on the word on the fact that they are actually a center for veterans. And so I think there was some confusion about what the center was about. This actually aligns with our university goal of creating a more welcoming destination for veterans who want to be students here, or for current serving members who also want to be students here. And so we have established a broader perspective on veterans on our campus than we've had before, beyond the Beck Center for Veterans. And we're actually creating a center in the Armory building, what's commonly known as the ROTC building, mm-hmm. where it's kind of a one-stop shopping place for people who are currently in ROTC, people who are veterans who've returned, people who are currently serving, who are involved in our academic programs. And in addition, we're partnering with the city of Jonesboro, which is creating the Veterans Village, which is right down the street on Aggie Road. This is for homeless veterans to find a place to live until they kind of get their feet under them. There's a huge homelessness problem, in addition to, frankly, to be honest, some mental health issues and some suicide issues. The suicide rate among returning veterans is actually pretty high. And now the Beck Center for Veterans is very proud that we have zero suicides among the people who've been involved in our program. So we're very proud about the effect we're having on these young people who are coming back to, you know, they face some real big challenges when they come back.
Sure.
And we've done a really good job with them. One of the things we discovered in this process of creating a more military-friendly campus is that the government provides a scholarship for active duty military that is actually a little bit less than what our tuition costs are. And so students, active duty military members, service members who wanted to enroll in a state had to pay above what the military would cover. And so we actually developed a scholarship program that would cover that cost. And so military active duty service members and their spouses, by the way, this is an additional thing, will pay zero in tuition and fees because we'll cover whatever the government's not going to cover. That's a new program as well. So we're trying to be much more military friendly. I think that it's something that resonates with our campus, with our ethic here. We were the first Purple Heart campus in the state, and we have a long history with ROTC. We've got the largest ROTC program in the region, and we're very proud of and thankful for the efforts of our military members, both veterans and active duty service members, that we wanted to make sure we gave back to them in an area that they needed.
When you take a look at the kind of program and the kind of services that are provided, it's something really that other universities have looked at and kind of used Arkansas State as a model for how they could help their veterans that are on their campuses.
Yes, and I think that's one of Charlotte and Buddy's vision, was that this would be a model that other people could look at and replicate. Not everybody has a Buddy and Charlotte Beck who can help out with the finances of doing this, but certainly there's room for improvement on all campuses. And our service members, I think it's so easy to say, almost flippantly, thank you for your service. But it's important for us to actually put action behind that sentiment. And that's what we're trying to do here at A-State.
One of the things that I was looking at is the way the university kind of partners with different different businesses in the region, High Troll and many others that are out there. They take in a lot of students, and there's interns and all of that. And I was reading earlier about Joseph Branch of West Memphis, who's a senior computer science major at Arkansas State, was selected as A-State's first intern of the year, which is a program administered by the Career Services Center. He's been working at High Troll as an intern during the leadership of Ed Tanner, who's the manager of process development. And so in that role, he was kind of creating a document management system that could be used to deliver important and timely information to employees there at High Troll. Your thoughts on this intern of the year, Joseph Branch, and also kind of the way that you, Arkansas State, is really working with businesses to be able to kind of help provide what they need to be able to really fulfill the mission of the university.
Sure. Well, one of the things that has not been a traditional, you know, effort by many universities is a sense of career readiness for graduates. We tend to think of you know, a career services job is to get people ready for a job, and our job as academics is just to teach and to inspire and create lifelong learners and so on. But academia in general has recognized that internships fulfill an important role, and these can be taken for academic credit as well. And so, and I come from this from a kind of, as I do with most things, a personal perspective. I did an internship as an undergrad at the DA's office in Huntsville, Texas. I was a criminal justice undergraduate, and I had thoughts about becoming a lawyer, and I'd worked in prison before, so I ended up working at this place called the Special Prison Prosecution Unit, which is an offshoot of the DA's office, and they only prosecute crimes that took place in a prison. And it was a tremendous experience. I tell people all the time, I learned more in that one semester long internship than I did in 4 years of school, because it was really practical, applied. I got to help select a jury. I got to do a lot of menial work as well. Not all internships was perfect, and this one wasn't perfect as well. But I got to sit in on an autopsy and just got some really hands-on experience. To be a lawyer, and in the end decided not to become a lawyer because I didn't want to do that job. Sometimes internships teach you the things you don't want to do, and you have a kind of idealized perspective of what it's like to work in one profession or the other. But one thing we know is that, and this is especially so historically been the case with business school students and engineering students, that that the internship is a pathway to a job at the place you work at. And so this is a huge benefit for our students who do internships summer after their sophomore year and summer after their junior year. Oftentimes, those internships result in jobs at those places where they're placed. But what we're also discovering is that interns provide a valuable resource for the businesses. So they get most of our internships are not paid, but many of them are. But they're getting relatively inexpensive work service that is being provided to them by the interns, and they're able to use that as a recruiting field as well. There's a huge issue among our employers in the region right now in the lack of people available to hire, and so this is a great recruiting tool for our industry leaders. So they get a really, it's like a semester-long interview for these folks. And they get to see what these students are like in a work environment, and many of them are taking advantage of that and hiring the interns at the end of their placement. So this is an effort for us to do a couple things. One is to focus more on the end game. What is the end result? We all want our students to be fully employed, employable when they leave here, and so we want to expand beyond just engineering and business, but also other disciplines to provide internship possibilities, opportunities for our students, because we know that can really pave the way to a good job somewhere. And it can provide a great service here as well. One of the things, education is another perfect example. All teachers have gone through an internship during their education process, and that really provides some great experience. But there are some disciplines where internships are not traditionally done. So sociology, criminal justice, history, and so on, the liberal arts and humanities programs don't traditionally have internships, but we're trying to encourage those disciplines to think about internship possibilities as well, because their students need to learn how to market themselves when they leave A-State. And so you will see more and more in the coming couple years an emphasis on internships beyond the traditional engineering, business, education realm into other areas as well, because we know how important that is. Many of our students will go, for example, go work for nonprofits when they leave here. They don't know it, but that's where they're going.
Sure.
So our nonprofit organizations here locally have a great need for assistance, for extra help. And so they could be training their future employees by hiring an intern. There's resources available, there's funding available for hiring interns, which could help the nonprofit. It also helps our students get better prepared for life after A-State. So that's what we're working on here. I'm really excited about that. I think internships are vitally important. I was an internship director at two different institutions, and I saw the impact of those experiences on our students. It's incredible, and it's another way of teaching our students beyond the traditional just classroom experience.
That's Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.